here's a story from The World.
Fighting continues in Israel and Gaza for a ninth straight day. President Biden has said he'd welcome a ceasefire, but both Israel and the militant group Hamas show few signs of letting up. Hamas continues to hit Israel with rockets, and Israel strikes back at targets in Gaza. We begin our Middle East coverage with the latest developments. The World's Ariel Osseran is in Tel Aviv. Ariel, what's the latest on the ground where you are?
It briefly felt today like maybe the beginning of the end. I mean, cross-border fighting between Israel and Hamas did continue, but relatively to previous days, it did not seem as intense, at least on the Israeli side. There were fewer rockets fired at towns on the southern part of Israel, still 600 rockets in 2 days, but that is fewer, and Tel Aviv hasn't been targeted in the past couple of days. On the Palestinian side, Israeli Air Force continued with dozens of air raids in the Gaza Strip. It says it's targeting Hamas militant targets. And while all this is happening, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, as well as Arab citizens in Israel, went on strike today. This was a rare collective action against Israel's policies and the operation in Gaza. But then things flared up again as Israeli airstrikes toppled a six-story building in Gaza, and this joins the massive destruction and rubble now filling the streets of Gaza. Across the border, a rocket strike launched from the Gaza Strip killed two Thai nationals in a packing plant in southern Israel. So as it stands, neither side seems to be working towards a ceasefire anytime soon.
So what could bring on a ceasefire at this point?
Well, it depends on the pace of attacks and the sense of victory on both sides. Then it depends on the international community. You have world leaders, including President Biden, who spoke with both leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority. And in his phone call with Prime Minister Netanyahu last night, Biden fell short of applying actual pressure and only voiced support for a ceasefire. The Egyptians and Qataris are also mediating, and EU ministers are meeting today to talk about a possible ceasefire. But Shimrit Meir, a senior Middle East analyst, tells me that a ceasefire is still premature at this point. She says that as long as Hamas commanders are still breathing, they will continue to rain rocket fire on Israeli towns.
I think that if it ends right now, Hamas will most likely get out of the tunnels and of the, you know, underground bunkers that they have over the destruction of Gaza, will declare victory. And this will be just the beginning of the next conflict.
That's why, according to the Israeli military perspective, they still need more time, but that's also winding down.
And during that time, we're seeing more and more images of massive destruction in Gaza. More than 200 Palestinians have been killed so far. Almost half of them are reportedly women and children. According to the Israeli side, what needs to happen for this to stop?
Despite the awful pictures coming out of Gaza, many Israelis still say that it's Hamas that started this firing of rockets at Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and they should stop first. So far, on the Israeli side, you've also had at least 12 people have died on the Israeli side. For example, earlier today, as humanitarian aid and fuel were being delivered into Gaza through the Erez crossing on the Israel-Gaza border, militant groups from inside the Gaza Strip fired mortars at the crossing, lightly injuring a soldier. This was as the aid was crossing in. As you say, in the meantime, there is massive loss of life and destruction on the Palestinian side. I asked Shimrit Meir, the Middle East analyst, about this changing anytime soon.
The basic thing would be that Hamas would say, we're done. And we are not there yet. I think if Hamas will go on, let's say, Al Jazeera, and will say, we are ready for a ceasefire, then I think there will be a ceasefire in a matter of days.
Meir says she doesn't see a readiness on Hamas's side for this. And she also adds that so far, there hasn't really been any urgency among the major mediators in this conflict, especially Egypt, to end the round of fighting.
The World's Ariel Osseran in Israel will have more coverage of the ongoing conflict in the Middle East later in the program. Thanks, Ariel.
Thank you.